Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
That's a wrap on week 12, and what a way to do it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, obviously the Patriots get done over the Broncos Sunday night, but there are still some things, some glaring things that need to be addressed, and it starts with Ridley and his four fumbles already this season.
Yeah, three straight games for Stephen Ridley, fumble, losing the fumble. You know, the Pittsburgh one, Troy Polamalu made a good play on the ball, and the Patriots put Ridley back in the game.
Right.
Last week against Carolina, a terrible, costly fumble, but the Patriots put Ridley back in the game. On Sunday here at Gillette Stadium, a brutal fumble, first drive of the game, and he did not see the field again. This is a potential problem. I still think total body of work, Stephen Ridley is your best running back, and they're going to need a productive Stephen Ridley going forward. But you wonder, this coming Sunday, what is this week going to be like for Ridley entering that game? Is it in his head? We don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. He was a stand-up guy after the game in the locker room, said his best football is ahead of him. But the team needs to trust that the ball is going to stay in his hands when he goes out there. And they have a reasonably deep roster of running backs who are not afraid to go to someone else. Of course, LeGarrette Blount fumbled as well.
Right.
The Ridley situation is definitely one to be concerned about as we get deeper into the season.
I mean, both teams ended up fumbling at some point. Yeah. It was just kind of fumble city on Sunday night. But definitely, you know, Ridley last year, 2012, had a total of four fumbles for the entire season, and already at that mark right now, not a great sign.
And the four in any given year is too many.
Right.
And this is one that, this is a situation that bears watching because they're not afraid to go to Bolden, Vereen,
right,
and Blount.
Absolutely. Well, let's flip sides. Let's talk about someone who stood out in a good way, and that is Jamie Collins. This is the kind of game I've been waiting to see from Jamie Collins. He really, I don't want to say had a breakout game, but he looks more aggressive, more comfortable, more in the zone. I really like to see that.
I think it was the first time that, you know, the game went on, you watched the game, and you noticed him.
Right.
Bill Belichick in a conference call on Monday said, you know, he's active.
Right.
He started two games previously this year, has played minimally on defense. This was the first time where his production was notable.
Right.
And in overtime, he had one of the key, you know, late pass breakups. And he was part of the play. When Peyton Manning fumbled, picked it right up. But Jamie Collins was the guy right there. We noticed him. He's a second-round pick. He was the Patriots' top pick in the draft. You expect more from a top pick.
Right.
But as the team has noted, as Belichick has noted over the course of the year, he hasn't had a ton of opportunity because of other guys at the linebacker position.
Right.
Maybe he's carving himself a role now.
Right, and I think that he's been instrumental on special teams, you know, kind of getting some reps in, getting used to it, but definitely stood out on Sunday night. Well, looking ahead to the Houston Texans, they are 2-9. It's amazing what the NFL can do. You know, this team was pretty much undefeated for the majority of last season. This year, not doing so well, so the Patriots will get ready to take them on the road.
Yeah, and the Patriots played them twice here last year, and when the Patriots and Texans were arguably the two best teams in the AFC. Different story now. The Texans won their first two games this year. They haven't won since. A complete debacle in Houston right now. Every which way, Case Keenum running the show. Now, what's interesting is the Texans have the number one rated defense in the entire NFL. For a 2-9 team, you know, that, of course, is yardage, not points, yardage. So they have a defense that still comes through every now and then. They have a terrible turnover differential and extremely unproductive on offense. This is a game the Patriots should win, but there's still some talent on defense.
Right, and we've seen how the Patriots have sort of folded to teams that have a lot of talent on defense. Cincinnati, the Jets, the Panthers. So, you know, all it takes is one game of really solid play, so not to be underestimated by any means.
Right, but they are entering a portion of the schedule here, these final five games. Every team is below 500. They're winnable, and the Patriots need them.
Right, can't believe it. All right, we don't want to go on too long. That'll wrap it up for Brian and myself. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.